traitors. I'm Lennox. Thank you for joining Truth is Now Treason in our last episode to our series called The Ultimate Treason. And we've been talking about in this series about the ultimate treason being salvation, being a follower of Christ. We know that there have been Christians murdered across the world. In America, even we're seeing animosity coming out of the closet towards Christians. There's been discrimination and even attempts by Congress to discriminate against religious freedom. And so we know that this is the ultimate treason, to be a follower of Christ. In this episode specifically, we want to share how do we become a follower of Christ. We've talked about how we've all sinned and we're in need of a savior. Because of that, we want to offer hope to anybody listening. In a few minutes, you're going to hear Dietrich interview our guest, Pastor Marty, about the plan of salvation. I hope you can listen to the episode in its entirety, because if you do, you're going to hear me sing a song called Forgive Me by Rebecca St. James. It's going to be fantastic. So let's get started. Take it away, Dietrich.
So our guest today is Marty Dennis. So thank you, Marty, for joining us on our podcast, Truth is Now Treason. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And we want you to help get our audience to know who you are. Give us a little background about yourself. Who are you? What do you do for a living?
Well, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And at a young age, I accepted Christ as my Savior. My big story is he kept me from having a big story. At a young age, I came to know him. My parents led me through a great life of following their example. They casted their shadow of influence on me, and it was appealing. And at an early age, I came to understand it. It didn't mean I got everything I needed. I had to grow into this thing. But I accepted Christ at age 6, and I have grown and hopefully continued to mature ever since then. I have been called at a young adult age, around 24, 25 years old. I was called into pastoral ministry, and from there, from 1989 until now, I've been a pastor.
Sweet. I like how you said appealing. So how did your parents make it appealing to you?
They lived it. They were real. They didn't force us into a box. We were able to listen to rock music if we wanted to. We were up, yep, yeah. Treason, yeah. We were just able to be ourselves, but we would watch them because they didn't hide their spiritual walk. They lived it. They prayed in the home, and they didn't care who was there. They would pray. If somebody would come to visit from out of town, Sunday morning would roll around, and Mom would get up and say, hey, if you guys don't want to go, it's fine, but we're heading to church. We'll be back at noon. And it's just the way we lived. It was a way of life. And they lived it with such honesty and humility that I was drawn in because I saw something real.
That's cool. Thank you for sharing that. Now, before we get into anything else, I want to ask you something theological.
Oh, boy.
Is it possible for somebody who has played for the Michigan Wolverines to go to heaven?
Only not by works, but by grace through faith, yes.
Good answer. Thank you. Last episode that we did, Marty, we were talking to Tammy, and she gave us in detail her conversion experience. It was amazing when we listened to it. And so the question here for you is then, I want you to describe for us how one becomes a Christian.
Yeah, first of all, we go through the scriptures. We go through, say, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short. Once they have an understanding of what sin is and that they're a sinner, we're all in the same boat. We go on to the next step of understanding that Jesus can save us from our sins. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We go then to Romans chapter 10, where it states that those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And if you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you can be saved today. Is there any reason why, I may ask, that you wouldn't want to pray that prayer for Christ to forgive you and save you of your sins today and come into your life? Many times, macho guy. So, well, there's nothing that would stop me, you know, and well, let's bank on that and let's pray the sinner's prayer together. And I would just go through what we just talked about. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. And I ask now that you bless me in receiving the gift of Jesus Christ and eternal life. Thank you for forgiving me. I ask that you bless me now with the next steps that I walk through in being a Christ follower. Something as simple as that.
Very cool, Marty. Thank you. So let's say someone's listening right now and they want to pray that prayer. What should that person say to God as he or she prays? Just that right there?
Very much that. It must remain simple. The more simple we can be, the more understanding it is. The bottom line is we live in a corrupt, nasty world that's so filled with selfish desires. And I believe people are weary of that. They're fighting for freedom. They're fighting for something that they cannot obtain. And I just believe that the convicting power of the Holy Spirit can lead people to understand there is a better way. And until we move out as the church and lead people with convincing conversation that there is hope, there is a way to receive eternal life and forgiveness, and until we move out, people are not going to understand where they can find that satisfaction. The most simple prayer we can pray is where we need to be. Lord, according to your scripture, I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me. I can never measure up. The Bible also tells me that I can't work my way into this. Only through grace that you give me and my faith that you can forgive me.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So you said, I can't work my way into this.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who say that you can. Why do you say that we cannot?
Because the Bible says so. We have to understand that the scripture gives us truth. And the scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Get this. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Only through the grace of Jesus can we be saved.
Now, the other question I want to have for you. So let's say somebody has said this prayer, and they're wanting to know what the next step is. What's the next step?
The next step is they need to find someone that will walk with them, because I can't. Unless you come and give me a call, visit us, or through this podcast, we can find someone to help you.
Yeah, and so I want to bring that up here. So if you're looking to talk to Marty, because Marty's smarter than we are, then look up online, High Street Nazarene Church, Springfield, Ohio. Or if you want to contact us, because we're better people than Marty is, then email us at truthisnowtreason@gmail.com. So you have any final thoughts, Marty?
I have an 8-week study that I love to do with people. It's very short. It teaches them how to dig into the scriptures and to answer the question, what just happened to me? The study I lead them through teaches them simple things like how to pray, how to share with people what's happened with them, how to understand the scripture, and very simple things like that. What it means to become a part of a community of believers, because I believe we shouldn't walk around alone. We need to come alongside each other to grow together.
Well, thank you for your time, Marty. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you very much for letting me talk with you today.
No problem.
So in a nutshell, Pastor Marty was saying that there are 4 easy steps to becoming a Christian. You have to admit that you have sinned, and you have to be willing to repent of that sin. You also must believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior and believe that He and He alone can rescue you from this condition of sinfulness, and that you go ahead and confess your sin, and then you can receive that gift of forgiveness and the promise that He offers of eternal life. I know for me, becoming a Christian was the best decision that I have ever made. I have heard numerous individuals confess their regret about choices they have made. Choices like wishing they had never done drugs, or wishing that they'd never taken that first drink, or cheating on their spouse, or hurting somebody, or how they spent finances, and on and on and on. Choices that they wish they had never done. But I've yet to hear anyone say he or she has regretted following Christ. Never. Do you remember in our 3rd episode, the Muslim man who was a new convert to Christianity? And he said before he knew Christ, he did drugs all day long. And when he found Christ, he was so happy. And his words were, "And that's why I stay in Jesus." I want to end this episode by singing Rebecca St. James's song titled Forgive Me. And if you get a chance, I encourage you to go to YouTube and watch the music video. It shows how we are so burdened down by sin before Christ. But when we surrender all of the baggage of sin, we not only experience forgiveness and grace, things that we don't deserve, but we also get added benefits. We experience such relief. We're guilt-free. We don't have to experience that shame anymore. It's such a difference once you know Christ. I do want to thank my good friends who helped me put this together, Diana, Darren, Scott, Deborah. It wouldn't have been possible without you guys, so I really appreciate you helping me. So I hope you enjoy the song. So if you're listening and you want to take those steps, I encourage you to, and then contact us. We'd love to hear. We'd like to get feedback from you, and definitely connect with the church if you have. or send us an email, contact Pastor Marty, whoever, so that way we can try to help you in this endeavor as your next step. Email us at truthisnowtreason@gmail.com or comment on our Facebook page. So thrilled. I know it will be the best decision that you've ever made. So until next time, my fellow traders.